And welcome back to the 2015 President's Cup Showcase here at Camden Yards. I'm happy to be joined by the sponsor of the event, the City Council President Jack Young, for the second consecutive year. Really excited to be joined by him today. We got ourselves just great weather, great baseball.
Absolutely.
Excited to be here, huh?
I'm excited to be here.
Now, what are your expectations for the sum of this game? You've been doing it for quite a few years now. You and I met last year and talked about this game and talked about some of the objectives that you have for this game. What are some of those objectives?
Well, to continue this President's Cup and try to make it better and better each year. And I'm looking to try to either pass it off to a nonprofit that have a lot of time to do this and probably expand it to Baltimore County and the surrounding counties to make it really a greater event.
And, you know, can you talk a little bit about the relationships that these guys form? Not all the time do these guys get to play. Some are teammates, but not all get to play with each other all the time. How important is that to you?
That's really important because, you know, once they start mingling with each other from the private and the public schools and build relationships, they share tips on how to do things better. I remember one year when Cal Ripken took the kids to the side and was giving them a little clinic on how to be a better, you know, ball player. And those kind of things that those kids share with one another. And the most exciting part is the friendships that they build, you know. And I just want to make sure that as we go forward, that we make it better and better each year.
Right. And, you know, it's a big thing for these guys to be here. This is Camden Yards, reigning AL East champions. This is the Orioles. This is their turf. This
Absolutely.
Is a big deal for these guys.
And those kids, they enjoy the fact that they can play on this field. We have kids all over that would love the chance to play on the Oriole right. field. I mean, I'm quite sure they dream, and hey, look, I'm Cal Ripken. I'm, you know, Adam Jones or whatever favorite ball player they are. I'm quite sure we got some out there who want to be A-Rod because, you know, we have people who like all baseball teams.
Especially as of lately with A-Rod. Huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm a diehard Oriole fan, and it's exciting for me to even be here to watch these kids play.
Now, you know, we've seen a little bit of nerves going on out there early so far in this game. You know, what does this do for these guys? What do you think's running through? I know you've had a chance to get to know these guys on a personal level. What do you think's going through their head out there?
Well, just the fact that they plan on this magnificent field, and, you know, Oriole Park is one of the greatest fields in baseball. So, I mean, I can't even imagine what's going in their mind. You know, they playing on the field where Major League Baseball stars play. And I guess they're dreaming one day, hey, I might be pitching or I might be playing on this field as a pro myself. So,
and that's a great feeling for some
Absolutely.
Of these guys because a lot of them, you know, have already committed to play baseball at the next level, which is just a great thing here and great for some of the younger guys that
Absolutely.
Are on this field.
Yeah, this is a great sport. Baseball is really just a great sport, and it's a sport that I love dearly, and I want to make sure that these kids get the opportunity to be here and play on the field such as Camden Yards and Johns Hopkins Field. Because as you know, most of these kids, at least from the public school, don't get to play on really good manicured fields. You know, some of them have to practice inside their school buildings. So for them to come out here and compete against some of the best is a tribute to their hard work and dedication.
And it's the perfect time of year for it because baseball season has just started as we have a line drive down right field, and that is just foul. But it's the perfect time of year for it because the Orioles haven't played too many home games here yet. The field is still in perfect condition. And we were saying these kids have never in their lives probably played on a field with these types of conditions. And just watching them get used to the field as they're warming up, you can tell this is something that they're really, really excited for every
right.
time they step on the field.
Right. Some of them are awestruck because they can't believe they're playing out here on the field at Camden Yards. And it's such a beautiful stadium. And I'm quite sure that these kids, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for some, but I'm quite sure a few of them have been here before. But the majority of them have never played on a Major League Baseball field. And that's got to be exciting.
Now, I was here a couple of years ago when it was still the tournament that was happening, and Archbishop Curley won that year. But this is the fifth year that the President's Cup has been happening as that grounder goes into right field and the East gets another run on the board. But this is the fifth year for the President's Cup, and it's progressed so much in these last 5 years. How proud are you of this progression of this of this game that's been happening.
I'm really, really proud of, you know, everything that's taking place. I would like to see more of the schools get more of their, you know, their parents and students to participate, because this is a game where it's free. You don't have to pay. And you can get a chance to be in a very beautiful ballpark and watch some good baseball. I like the way things are going. I just like to see more people in the stands.
Definitely. And it's, you know, because this is such a great, great environment for these kids to be in. Most of these people out here are some parents. But this is a really great community opportunity with so many schools in the Baltimore area coming and participating in this event. So this definitely could progress even more into something that becomes a large community event that people come to.
That's what I'm hoping for, because as I said earlier, if we had all of the schools, the public and private schools, encourage their student body and the community to come, we could probably have filled this stadium.
Now, I know you said you're a diehard Orioles fan. They've had a
diehard.
That's love right. It. Had an interesting start to the season so far as the defending champs. What do you like for the Orioles' odds this year?
Well, I predict that we're going to win the American League East.
I'm liking the start of that.
And if we get our pitching tighter, I say we'll win the World Series.
I love it. We were all in studio last year.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for that.
A couple mistakes last year cost us. I mean, little mental mistakes. If we had not made those mistakes, we'd have been in the World Series.
And starting pitching was something last year that nobody knew how the Orioles were going to do with starting pitching. All of a sudden, we had one of the better rotations in Major League Baseball. So I feel like if the Orioles get back on track with some pitching, when they get fully healthy again, it's definitely a team to watch out for as that pitch goes back. And we are now 8-3. The East has tacked on two more in the bottom of the third here.
Well, I was hoping for a close game. I wanted to see a 4-3 or 2-1 or 7-6 or something like that. I was looking for an 8-3.
but we're
just having fun, though.
Oh, absolutely. And that's really what it's all about,
especially
for these kids, too.
That's correct.
And this pitch is cut on, and that is fouled up and back. And that's a nice souvenir for somebody.
They're getting close to this booth up here.
They're getting closer and closer. We're saying that BP back here needs to get his mitt ready. He's our resident baseball athlete here.
Yeah. And plus, the weather is real good today. I mean, it's really a good – I mean, everything is perfect today.
We were talking on our show yesterday about how the weather forecast was 70 but mostly cloudy. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Nowhere.
It's 75. It's sunny. It is a beautiful day.
And the American flag flying so proudly. Look at that.
And the East tacks on another run with a really good line drive down the left field line.
I missed that.
And ball one. So the East are getting back in this game. We're all a bit nervous up here in the booth. I know that you were hoping that didn't turn into an 8-run top of the third inning for the West, but the East are climbing their way back into this slowly but surely here with one out in the bottom of the third.
Yes, but you know, I can't root for the East. I can't root for the West. You know, this is the President's Cup. I just want the kids to have fun, but I want to see a competitive game. Now I'm ready to go back and put on the East shirt because this is the West shirt.
You had to have given the West a little bit of luck wearing that shirt in the top of the inning there.
Yes, yes. I have some of my workers here. They're from West Baltimore, and they've been rooting the West team on. I would turn around and look, because, you know, I live East. And I say, hey, guys, we can't do that. He's steady saying, go West Baltimore. So I'll have him in the office Monday, to find out what his problem was.
Yeah. And we got a stolen base here. So we got another runner in scoring position for the East. And there it is. East kids are all looking back at their parents and everybody in the stands and waving at them. Really good experience for all these kids.
Absolutely. I don't know, the parents have to be proud, too, that their kids are actually playing out here in Camden Yards.
And there's a walk, and we've got runners on first and second now for the East, with still just one out in the bottom of the third.
Yeah. Now, how did you like how Lester really put this together? We got the orange for the Orioles, and we have the purple for the Ravens.
You know,
isn't that amazing?
I love it. I I've gotten the really good
opportunity. I'm going to make a correction. Emily did that. Oh. Not Lester. I'm sorry, Emily.
Well, I'm a senior, so I've gotten the chance to come here for all four, actually for 3 of 4 years, because I was in England last year. Don't do that. Bobby just came over and gave me a single tear. But to see how this has really, really grown, and to see these kids out there getting their uniforms on for this game, is something that they can be really proud wearing. So not just something for their school, but something for their city that they can put on. So that's something that I think really that holds a certain importance to these kids when they step out onto the field.
It definitely does. And, you know, it goes back to the first time we had this President's Cup. Ben Hyman brought the idea to me. And as Ben transitioned to the nonprofit world, Lester Davis stepped up to the plate, and he gets the credit for everything that we see here today, along with the coaches who put the team together. Lester and Emily worked very well together to make sure that this comes off as a great, you know, product, and it makes me look good.
And it makes these kids happy too.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it's all about. These kids really enjoy this. You can tell. Even if they have some ups and downs in this game, it's always something that they really do come out and enjoy. Because how can you not enjoy this opportunity?
Right. And we have two council members that showed up today. Councilman Brandon Scott is in the stadium, and also Councilman Eric Costello. This is his district. And they're both down there sitting, watching the game as well. And we also have the chief of the school police, Toby Goodwin, who's sitting behind home plate. And he's enjoying himself. He's of West Baltimore, so you know he's liking this. And we have our former Department of Recreation and Parks, Chris Davenport, sitting there behind home plate too. So we got some pretty nice people here. But the most important people here are the players and their parents.
And that pitch gets past the catcher. And the East now have an 8-5 game with runners still on second and third and just one out.
I might get the close game I was looking for.
I was going to say, might not be 4-3, but
it could be 8-7 or 9-8.
And that is hit into left center field. Charging is the left fielder. Great play made by the shortstop. Tagging from third is the runner, and he is in safely. It is an 8-6 ball game now.
This is more interesting.
We're getting some excitement in this third inning.
And a chance to get another run to make it 8-7 with two outs and another batter coming up. You know, anything could happen. I mean, you know, it's not impossible for someone to hit a home run down the 333 line. Because remember, what was it, last year, one of the guys almost hit it out of here? It was one of the young players almost. I know it went all the way back to the wall. It didn't quite go over the fence.
Well, even the top of last inning, you had a nice shot over to center field that made its way to the warning track.
I
so
know.
These kids are getting better and better every year.
Absolutely.
And we see that with so many of these kids that come out here. There's a wide range of kids from freshmen to seniors who are looking to see where they go to college. And a lot of these kids are finding ways to get scholarship offers to go to schools. We have some D1 commits. We have some D3 commits. A lot of kids are getting some nice D3 or D1 commits, staying local as well. We've got a University of Maryland commit in this game. So it's nice to see. Nice to see that. And that pitch is high for
ball. He's stealing home.
He's stealing home. And he is out at the plate. That was a close call.
Oh, it was close.
Oh, man, some gutsy base running right there.
Oh, yes.
And that will end this high-scoring third inning. 5 runs scored for the East and 8 for the West.
I was going to say, he looked like he was going to steal home. I didn't believe he was going to do it, and he did it anyway.
He just kept creeping towards it, and then he just finally went for it. But President Young, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to come do this every year. And
thank you.
Really, this is a fantastic event. Thank you for joining us.
I look forward to it every year, and I'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you. And we will be right back with the 2015 Baltimore President's Cup here on WLOI Loyola Radio.